As parents scramble to find care while schools are teaching remotely, Iredale Statesville Schools is creating a network of options using empty classrooms, reassigned staff, and a lot of help from community partners. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports.
Stacy Williams, who's in charge of Iredale Statesville's community support programs, says ISS realized two things pretty quickly. One, a lot of the district's 20,000 students were going to need supervision during the 3 days a week they'll be learning remotely. And two, the district couldn't provide that alone.
We just don't have the staffing and we don't have the available buildings to do that.
So the school district is working with churches and community groups to create a network of flexible, affordable supervision for children in kindergarten through sixth grade. What's emerging is both creative and complicated. For instance, William says Lowe's YMCA is using space in a vacant school to provide school day programs. ISS is sending its own staff into a church in northern Iredale County to make sure those students have care near home. In traditional times, childcare programs generally want families to commit to a full-time schedule. The Iredale Statesville partners are encouraging families to pick and choose their days so as many kids as possible can be served.
So for some of them, they just need the after-school care, and on remote learning days, they don't need care.
A quick reminder of how this works. Based on alphabetical order, Iredale Statesville elementary and middle school students either attend school Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday.
Some of them have, like, where a grandparent will cover on a Thursday, but they need care on a Friday. So we're really trying to open up our options and just have parents sign up for the days they need.
United Way is raising money to subsidize programs and reduce the cost to families. A week before school starts, the child care network still isn't big enough to meet the need. But William says by working together, the community is making progress. And Iredale County may be charting a path for districts across North Carolina, which are all looking for ways to make sure kids aren't left home alone during the pandemic. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.